Behind every great song, there's a great producer. Behind every host, too. Producers like Betty Blanco. He's been the creator and producer behind some of pop's biggest hits by Katy Perry, Maroon 5, Rihanna, and many, many more. Benny Blanco, who was born with the name Benjamin Levin, touches a song and it becomes a hit. Now, Mr. Blanco has released a new album called Friends Keep Secrets. He doesn't sing, but the songs are his creation from the sound to the lyrics. Benny Blanco joins us now from studios of NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hello.
This is an album in progress in many ways, isn't it?
Yeah, the way that streaming is right now and the way that technology has progressed, you can do things a little bit differently. You know, we're not bound to this like 40-year-old, 50-year-old method that we've been living by. So I came up with the idea to not only put out one body of work or two bodies of work or three bodies of work, but have them all live as one continuous album. And this also allows for me to just really, you're really getting it directly after its inception.
When I was young, I fell in love, we used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Yeah. Then we grew up, started to touch, used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. Oh, no, your daddy didn't.
Could you tell us about your early days?
As long as I can remember, I've been making music. When I was 4, I think my brother started bringing me to this record shop really close to our house, and we'd go every single day, and I became obsessed with...
Now, where was this?
This was in Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, back then you were buying singles, so I was obsessed with all the singles. I'd buy all the tapes, I'd bring them back. I didn't really have equipment, and then my parents got me a keyboard, and I started making songs. I won a contest when I was 9 to go into a real studio and record it, and blah, blah, blah. And then by the time I was 13, I had multiple record deal offers and didn't know what to do. And
by the time you were 13?
Yeah, 13, 14, I was...
That blah, blah, blah covers a lot that doesn't happen to most of us.
I never saw any other option for anything else. You know, my mom always used to be like, well, what's your plan B? And I go, Mom, there is no plan B. I'm going to be the biggest in the world. And she would laugh nervously and hope I got a job. I was the only one in my entire like bloodline never to go to college. And I don't know, I just went for it, and eventually I realized no one wanted to hear a chubby Jewish kid rap. So I was like, oh well, I guess I'll make all my own music and I'll write songs for other people. He used to meet me on the east side in the city where the sun don't set. And every day you know where we ride through the back streets in a blue Corvette. I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me.
What makes a good song?
Usually when I get a feeling. I get this like feeling in my chest. It's like when someone really scares you or like you're gonna get like hit by a car. I get this like weird feeling that's like a rush in my heart. And I think what makes a song good is, for a listener, there always has to be something like new happening. And there has to be little things that you might not necessarily notice that help move the song along.
How can I say what I'm feeling if I don't know how to move? How can I say what I believe in if I only believe in you?
I use, you know, the no stone left unturned method. So I'll sit there and I'll kill myself over and over again. And usually the song's done once I hate the song and hate myself so much that I have to get it to mix.
I have to ask you about Dr. Luke. You've been close. I gather the producer, Dr. Luke, was kind of your mentor. Serious charges by the artist Kesha of rape. You've also worked with Kesha. Do you have any reaction to that?
I don't have any relationship to him anymore. I haven't had a relationship in many, many years. I think it's just a bad, it's a bad situation, and I feel terrible for what happened, and yeah.
How much does music take over your everyday life?
I'd say if I'm not making music, I'm writing it. If I'm not writing it, I'm thinking about it. If I'm not thinking about it, somehow it's, I'm, when I'm walking, I'm tapping, I'm doing this. I'd say it's a pretty much a 24-hour thing. Sometimes I literally write songs in my dreams and have to wake up and try to write them down.
So you keep pencil, pen, and pad by the bed?
I do a voice memo. And half the time, you know, when I record a voice memo anywhere, for some reason, there's like a car driving by or something's happening. And it's like, I'm like, so the song should go. And then it's like, it's like a whole, they never turn out the right way. But every once in a while, I get one or two back.
Gosh knows how many hit songs might have been lost to a blare of a car horn or something.
I know, I can't think about it.
I'm still figuring out how you're trying to come across. I don't got time for that.
Benny Blanco, his new album, Friends Keep Secrets. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.